Mother of Christ, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We know that our Blessed Mother is our mother because she was first the mother of God. That is to say, children, remember that the little baby in the manger, for example, is actually God Himself born with our human nature. He was God and He was man. The people knew Him as Jesus Christ. We, each of us, are blessed by Almighty God, children, with having two arms, and we have a right arm and a left. And the right arm, we might say, that could stand for our Lord's divine nature, and the left is human. Just as our two arms belong to us, they're part of us, so too our Lord's two natures, human and divine, both belonged to Him. Our Lord was God, but so that people would not be afraid of Him, so that they would understand how He loves and understands us, and also so that He could suffer and die, our Lord hid His divine nature a little bit the same way as our Lord hides both His human and His divine nature so we may receive Him in Holy Communion, children. Sometimes kings like to go amongst their people hidden. You know, in the old days when there were popes, the pope was also a king. He was the ruler of a great part of Italy called the Papal State. The last pope, king, as he was called, lived in the 19th century, and his name was Pio Nono, Pope Pius IX. He was a great pope for devotion to the Blessed Mother. He proclaimed her Immaculate Conception as a doctrine of our faith, and also devotion to the Sacred Heart, and many other wonderful things. Well, every now and again, for one reason or another, this pope, king, would take a disguise. One time he did it to escape from the murderous masons who would otherwise have arrested him, the revolutionaries, and dressed as a simple priest in a black cassock instead of the white that popes usually wear, he was able to escape in a carriage unnoticed. And then sometimes, just to see how things were going with his people, the pope king would disguise himself as a regular priest and go out and walk in Rome. And what he liked to do is he would visit churches, and he would see whether or not the church was being kept clean. And sometimes he would come across a church that didn't have such good devoted sacristans as we do, and he would write his name on the shelf of the altar or the grating in the dust, because somebody hadn't been dusting the altar. So the pope would sometimes disguise himself, and no one knew till he had gone that it was really the pope, king of Rome. So too with our Lord, children. It was only after everything was over that people started dimly to realize that's Almighty God. He's a man and He's God both. This divine person who has a human nature has as His mother, the mother of Christ, in other words, the Blessed Virgin Mary. What a great honor that is for her. I was just reading this morning, children, about a park in Sharonville. We must really visit sometime, where you can visit and see fossils, very old little things from prehistoric days that got frozen during a flood or something, and you can even dig them up if you want to and take some home with you. That's the domain of geologists, children. They study the earth. But just think of it. Mary is the mother of Jesus, that divine person made man who created the whole earth. We've heard about astronomers who study the stars and the planets. Our Lord made them all, and Mary is His mother. One of these days I must really take you again, it's been years since we've gone, to the art gallery in downtown Eden Park. There are beautiful paintings there. There are paintings and carvings, statues of people. To have done just one is a great work of art, and sometimes they're worth hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. But just think of it. Our Lord's not a painter or a sculptor. He actually created people out of nothing. And then when they got sick, or even when they died, our Lord as God could simply heal them by willing it. Or when they were dead in the grave and starting to corrupt, bring them back to perfect health, as he did for Lazarus 4 days after he was buried. And our Lord can do all of that because he is God. People spend a long time, and I know you do too, at school, children, studying history. But historians make a great amount of mistakes, and sometimes I'm afraid they even tell lies on purpose. But Mary's son knows exactly what really happened because he was there at all times. That's the greatness of our Lord. People try to pretend they know more than they do, don't they? A good example of that would be the weathercasters. The weather forecasters or the weathermen, they always try to scare people and to say, well, there's going to be a terrible storm tomorrow, or there'll be 50 inches of snow by dawn, and it makes everybody be afraid, and then they're afraid to poke their noses out. That's because they have a little knowledge and a little power, and they're often wrong. Our Lord, children, has all knowledge and all power, and he's never wrong. And as the life of St. Scholastica shows, if our Lord wants to, in an instant, he can change the weather. He can do all things because he is God. Mary is his mother. Jesus Christ, the divine person with a human nature, has a true human mother who is also ours. Why do we call him Jesus Christ? Well, you see that special lamp on the side that I'm always fiddling around with these days, children? That lamp is up there to burn the holy oils that we consecrate every year on Maundy Thursday during that very long mass that we have. Because the oils are so holy, when we're finished with them and we have a New Year's supply, well, then they have to be burned in the sanctuary. And that's what I'm doing these days. I'm burning the old holy oils. The oils are so holy and sacred because they make us children share in our Lord's kingship as well as our Lord's high priesthood. By the holy oils we receive first at baptism and then at confirmation, we share in these great graces of our Lord. What does Christ mean, last of all? It means the anointed one. And what does it mean that we are Christians? It means not only that we follow and believe in our Lord, but it means as well that we too are, in his name and with his power, anointed. Let us ask our Blessed Mother, the Mother of Christ, to keep us good, strong, true, and faithful Christians. We'll conclude, children. Kneel down and we'll pray one Hail, Holy Queen. Hail, Holy Queen.